we'll be able to get more into halacha lemaaseh. So yesterday we were discussing the various shitas hapoiskim. If Yom Kippur, is it like kol ha'tera kula? Yashikrech. That it's hanoah's goren. And kol ha'tera kula we paskin like Rav Yechon, it goes by your throat, the hanoah of your throat. And for that reason, even if you never swallowed it, the isel, as long as it went down to your throat, even if you then brought it back up, hikioi, you're still chayiv, right? Or do we say that Yom Kippur, since the concept is inui, so there you need anas meayim. It has to go into the stomach. So this is a chumra and a kula, as we explained. Because on the one end, you could say, it's a kula. The kula is that if somebody would just have a liquid go down to his throat, it's not a problem. The chazan would want to gargle with an egg, like they used to do, bring it down to his throat, and then spit it back up, no problem. Right? It's not, there's no me'ayim. That's the kula. The Mechas Chinuch himself says that he holds you need b'nei me'ayim. He says, but I'm musupkani lohokal, to be mekel, lemaisa, halacha lemaisa, that on Yom Kippur you'll be potter without the b'nei me'ayim. He says, loy dibru amoyrim b'zeh, they didn't talk about it. They didn't talk about it, which the Osamech holds is significant, that it's not put down in the Rishonim, loy l'shtamet, that the Rishonim should discuss this. Say that even though in Kol HaTorah Kula we go by Anas Goroin, here by Yom Kippur you need to have Anas Mneayim. It's not brought down. The fact that the Rishonim don't bring it, its absence is a Raya. Tosalein is a Raya. So that was one Shaila we had. The Milchas Chinuch and the Chassam Sofer take a position that you need to have both. You need to have both. You need to have anas goren, and you need to have anas meayim. But there would be a tzad to say that you only need anas b'nei meayim. It goes only by the stomach, since the Torah never said the lashon achila. The Torah used the lashon of inui. And the Shagas Aryeh paskind that Yom Kippur yachayiv, even if you ate it not a normal way, shaloi kederach achila. We're in Kol HaTorah Kula yipotah because there's no anas goren. Or there's no anas goren kederech achila. So the Shagas Aryeh said by Yom Kippur yechayev. So it sounds like from the Shagas Aryeh by Yom Kippur we only focus on the Bnei Me'ayim. Not like the Milchas Chinuch and the Chassam Sofer that hold you need both. You only go by anas Me'ayim. So then it would come out of Chumra the other way too. That if you have a patient, let's say, that's being fed with a feeding tube, that's mamash achila for negiat Yom Kippur. Wouldn't be allowed to have it unless it's sakone. Let's say you have there's a lot of people that unfortunately their only condition is that they can't swallow. They're not sick. They don't need nutrition more than you need nutrition. There's the clay achila don't work, so they can't swallow, so they're on a feeding tube. So there's no reason why they can't fast. The question is, should they fast? So if you hold that it's not achila b'chlaos, mechtesa, you can feed them on. This, by the way, this is not a new shaila. From all the medical advancements, feeding tubes is old. The Chalkes Yankiv has a tshuva, the Achiezer has a tshuva, chela gimel. This is not a new thing, feeding tubes. Obviously, it didn't look the way our feeding tubes look today. But the fact that they fed cholim directly, there's a tshuva nachiezer and chela gimel, and the whole tshuva was written about this shaila. A chola that's fed directly, is it a Yom Kippur shaila? Al derech shelas haroife imutabi emakipurim lahachnis l'choyloich l'mashke l'teich haguf al yidei kalista u l'daite kiven de yemakipurim tolubi suvidaite. Yom Kippur is telling you sividaita and getting satisfied. For keeping the soval, you down as mayov, ikachi of kores. L'daiti adov a poshet, says the Achi Ezer. That's not like that. Ta'afilu l'ma'a shechidish achsam sefer. The biyom ha'kippurim lo yisagi b'ano asgore. It's not enough, ha'ano asgore. Zokdeo, mikomokim z'davke b'oichel derech ha'gore. Avu shaloi b'derech achilas ha'gore, lo yavi alo shem achila klal, lo shayich b'ze shum chiv. B'ma'a shemachnes l'tech meyo. So that's the Achi Ezer's position. Okay, so Achi Ezer is saying that even if you're in Kippur, you need Anas Me'ayim, you need also the God. That's his position. So we have here, so far, a sheet that holds you go by, you need Anas B'nei Me'ayim. We have a Shagas Ari that seems to say that even Shaloi Kederech Achil. The Achi Ezer seems to say, no, you need the regular achil of kolat erukula. Plus, you need to have the anos b'nei me'ayim, right? And then you have the or sameach. The or sameach in Hilchos Shvisas Osor says that he holds Yom Kippur is like kolat erukula. You don't need anos me'ayim. None of the rishonim brought it down. It's kepaskint in Rambam in Hilchos Machos Asuros like Rav Yochanan. That kol haterukula goes by goren, hanas goren. We don't find that Yom Kippur is different. We don't find that it's different. And since we don't find it's different, his only suffix is one suffix. He says it could be that you need a full hanas goren, which means if somebody would take a half a kazayas, which the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Gimel says, if you took a half a kazayas, you put it down to your throat, and then you brought it back up, and then you swallowed it again, you're chayiv, because it only goes by the throat, even though it's the same chatzik azayis. That also says, that kenzai musubkani, that could be, you need the yisuvidaiti of the goren of a whole kazayis, of a whole chosevis. So it won't work if you had a half and a half. That's the only bone that he's ready to throw when he brings a rye from a Gemara in Krisus. He handles with that. And Perek Beis and Hilchos Shvisas also. So our Sameach holds, it seems on the surface, without properly being mimic, it seems that we have three positions here. We have a position of the Or Sameach, the Shitas Or Sameach. The Or Sameach holds, Yom Kippur is like Kol HaTerukul. Hanas Goren. Collateral, same thing. That's the shita of the Or Sameach, and there is a lot of asmachta to that shita because of the fact that the Rishonim were shaysik about it. How you talking? If we paskin collateral on Anas Goren and he and Kippur, no discussion. It should be a discussion, right? Forgetting that the Or Sameach says Avrayas again. Each raya you could be mefalpa with. It's not a right. It says, the Gemara says, "Kol Yom Kippur Mechem Mishkachas Lei." If you hold your Itzum Yishol Yom Mechaper, and the Gemara says over there, the Chante Umtza, while he was swallowing, he choked. It says according to the Chassam Sefer, he never went down to his stomach. There's no chorus. Hazeh Zokdor Samech. Vosheis Chan Chante Umtza. The Gemara says, if you choked, that would be a case. We have a chi of chorus of Yom Kippur. He says, what do you mean? The guy, he never swallowed it. Good. So again, each one we can handle it. It's not, I don't want to spend any more time on this part of it because it's Lamaisa, we have the sheet of the Chassam Sofer, you need both. You need the throat and the, and we seem to have a sheet of Shagas Aryeh, who also goes by the stomach because he says, even Achila, even Shaloi Kederach Achila. You're going to be chayiv on Yom Kippur because you had an Anas Me'ayim. You suvidayit. So that seems to be mamish three shitas in halacha. Seems to be. But halacha l'maisa, I don't believe that we have three different shitas here. I think that the shitas are much closer. aligned. Yes, for sure we have a Ur Sameach that holds that you don't need B'nei Me'ayim at all. You don't need an Asmeyev at all. That's for sure a separate Shita. Right? That's for sure. From the Chassam Sofer to the Shagas Aryeh to the Mechas Chinuch, that's a separate Shita. That is the case. That we do have a Ur Sameach that holds you B'chlal don't need Me'ayim. If you took a Kozevis, went down to your throat, you spit it out afterwards, you're going to be chayiv. Tosfos is our Ur Sameach. Mechas Chinuch is chaylik. The Chassam Sofer is chaylik. L'chayra, the Achiezer is mashma. He's noited to the chidush of the Chassam Sofer. Mashma. L'maisa, it would seem to me that nobody is going to argue with the Yisoy that the Achiezer says, which is that you need a Achila on Yom Kippur. Nobody's going to argue. And for that reason, this that the Achiezer says, that a patient that would get direct feeding into the stomach is not over Issi Yom Kippur, I think is Muskim. Lukuli Alm. Even the Shagazari. And Reb Moshe in Arachayim Chela Gimel is also masking to that. The only thing is, Reb Moshe holds you not mechuyev to do that. L'chayr, if that L'chayr, according to the Achiezer, why do we give anybody a heter to eat on Yom Kippur? Now that we have methodologies to feed people directly, any choler has to eat. Give him a feeding tube. And by the way, you could even do today, they can even do a feeding tube without a peg. So Reb Moshe has a tshuva here in Chela Gimel, and he handles Misha also loy lisanis be in kippur v'alidei zrikas roifim yuchal lisanis ein tzorach lasis king. So he goes through if he's mechuyev, if he's not mechuyev. He holds you're not mechuyev to do that. And then he ends by saying, and since you're not mechuyev, you shouldn't do it. You're chayvel. Yeah. He says, V'lochein kivon shechiv leko, yesh locho shlechsha sheiser, shetchiv esmachat u chavola ba'odom, also lachbo ba'atzmai. V'ulai gam ken mazik b'eze oifin. That's Reb Moshe. So Reb Moshe holds that you don't have to. But he's maskim that if you did it, you wouldn't be eating on Yom Kippur. Now, the emes is that even according to the Shagas Aryeh, it has to be like that. Has to be Achila Yom Kippur. And there's so many riyas to this, it's ugly mispar. What would be if Oig Melech HaBoshon, he has a bigger Meloi Lugmov that the Gemara talks about, because Mashke goes by a cheekful. So obviously Oig Melech HaBoshon has a different shear by Shtia than you do. Right? But Lamais, if a big guy has a Choseves, I know a lot of Yeshiva Bochum like that. Right? I know a lot of Yeshiva Bochum that a Choseves Hagase is not, it's not even, it's nothing. They cannot can't make a Bochum Rishain on it. They cannot don't have an Osgoyment from it. It's a Golnish. I watch Yeshiva Bochum eat a Gansa pie. One guy eat a whole pie, a piece of pain, I easy. Like nothing. Held the whole pie like it was a piece, like it was a slice. When you guess on the ganzer meise. Mamish, I felt like I was in a zoo. I never knew a ben odom ken azazachton. A ganzer pie, hold it like a slice and eat it. I saw it. I witnessed it. I know what bracha I should make. Mishan abriz. Echnishke vuz genevos. Velcha bracha machman efazah. I felt I need to make a birsaroi. I just didn't know which one. The meise, the halacha is that if somebody eats a koseves, even if he's starving, he's still chayv. Because that's a shear. That's the shear. Right? Shagasari is also masking to that. Right? Shagasari is also masking to that. It's not a shayv. Shagasari is also masking, like the Achiezer says. What will be if somebody eats right before Yom Kippur? Like we said, the guy who comes in by Yom Kippur for Kol Nidre, and he's like a tire, he just rolls in because he can't even walk him out. That's how full he is. Zazi Mekayim Inu Yom Kippur. The first 5 hours of Yom Kippur, he can't put down another sesame seed into his stomach. He's full until here. You could see the food. If he opened up his mouth, you could see what he ate by the Sudim Hafsekes. Vosim Bezayne Inu. There it is. He's not eating on Yom Kippur. I hear Fakir, there's a Chuvus Vanhogas, I'm not going to go into it now, it's a whole Arichas of Sternberg. I hear Mamish Fakir from his Svar over there. He wants to say Yom Kippur is in Shvisa. So it could be, it's more Chomer, Lugabi, this idea of putting in. I hear it's Mamish Fakir. In Gans Hilchos Yom Kippur, the Rambam calls not eating Shvisa. So we discuss, maybe it's not Inu, it's. But one thing is clear, it's Lishbois Me'achila. To rest from eating. To rest from eating. So I hear that if somebody's not doing a ma'is achila, he was shavus me'achila. You have to rest from eating. I didn't eat. Elamai, I feel good. Good, so to feel good without being not shavus from achila. I was absolutely shavus me'achila. That's the whole point of this kind of machine, this kind of feeding. Somebody who's always nebuch sheves me'achila, that they should be have nutrition. That's the whole kunz of a feeding machine. What's a feeding machine? The feeding machine is very often used. Somebody who nebuch is paralyzed, the throat is paralyzed, right? They can't swallow. So they're always sheves me'achila. Nebuch by them, it's Yom Kippur the whole year. They can't eat. So this is a way to give them nutrition. So they're being shavus me'achila kol hashana. So what do you tell me? Hanos me'ayim, hanos. Good hanos me'ayim, but they were shavus. So I hear there's no aschol of a discussion. There's no aschol. And that the Achiezer, what I'm telling you now, the Achiezer says. He says if the whole din is it's just boich, then Rav Yashiv is right, and the Chassam Sefer is right. You shouldn't be allowed to eat before Yom Kippur. Not forget Tosfos Yom Kippur Hadin. How could you go into Yom Kippur with a full boich? Your boich should have to be empty at the beginning of Yom Kippur. If it's all boich, you know you're Mais Achila. You need an empty boich. How could you go into Yom Kippur? The first 5 hours of Yom Kippur, your stomach is. How can you do that? Teretz is, I have to be shavus me'achila. So that's why less mandapolik. Less mandapolik. And that's why it's a davar pasha to me that even according to Shagas Aryeh, if you don't do a ma'isa achila on Yom Kippur, it's nothing. The chiddush nifla, by the way, the way I'm learning Shagas Aryeh, I'm going to answer a lot of students in the Shagas Aryeh too. The chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh, it's a chiddush. But I'm making it smaller than it seems. Shagas Aryeh is not saying you don't need achila. He's saying the type of just like the Minchas Chinuch and the Chassam Sofer and many, many achroinim hold that by Yom Kippur you need to have an achila that has anas me'ayim. Because the Torah used the lashon of inui. So the Shagas Aryeh took that l'chumra. That means that the kula is that if you don't have the anas me'ayim, see you potter. That's the Chassam Sofer and the Minchas Chinuch. Shagas Aryeh took it l'chumra. Since the Torah used the lashon of inui, and therefore you need such a type of achila that causes satisfaction in the stomach, and the mele you don't need. It's a different geder achila. You need the type of achila that gives sustenance. Maybe you don't need kederach achila, but you need a ma'is achila. You need a ma'is. Again, if it's bitter, you eat it through a straw. You eat it. There's a ma'is achila, but shaloi kederach achila. That's the chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh. If it goes right into the stomach without a ma'is achila, the Shagas Aryeh would also say it's no problem. Shagasai is just saying that just like there's a different shear on Yom Kippur. You understand? Just like there's a different shear on Yom Kippur because the Torah used the Lashon Inui. So there's a different pu'ula, the way the Achil is done But avadin imayis achila. And the holding is to be shavus from achila. You need imayis achila. It's just we're qualifying the achila. That's all. So that's why I hold a feeding tube is not b'chlal a shayla as far as being a shayla of Chil Yom Kippur. Now today they even have a feeding tube, and this is done all the time, that's put down through the nose. And whenever they have a patient, that they're not permanently putting on a feeding tube. That's what they do. They don't put in a peg, because the peg is it's a shtickle invasive. I mean, the procedure is nothing. Procedure is 10 minutes. A good surgeon could do it in 10 minutes. But it opens you up for infection. The mice, you have a hole in your stomach. So it's not something, it's not a l'chatchila de gezach. But today they have the feeding tube that's used regular. That's the standard care. If you have a patient that can't eat for a couple of days, they don't put in a peg. They put a feeding tube in from the nose. Goes down the nose, that's how they feed the patient. If they see it's prolonged, very similar to Rahman al-Slan, a respirator. Respirator goes down the throat. And if they see the person needs it long term, so they don't, it's not practical, they make a trach directly. So the feeding tube is the same thing. They put the feeding down the nose for temporary use. And if it's more permanent, they make a peg in the stomach. I have fights with doctors all the time about this. All the time. There's not a week that goes that I don't have a fight with a doctor. You have a patient who can't eat, and they basically watch him starve to death. You could have a perfectly functioning heart, perfect functioning. I can't take it anymore. I feel like I'm going to kill somebody. But that I'm not allowed to do. I can't take it anymore. Deal with these doctors. And they fool the mamish. They're unethical. They fool the family. Yeah, they'll tell the family, you can't put a feeding tube, it opens them up to infection. I hear. So let's just watch them starve to death. That doesn't open up to any, there's no infections. You just die. You watch a person slowly die. Person has a fully functional heart. In some cases, they're even aware. They still have some awareness. Their mom is... But they're not eating. Sometimes it's because of severely dementia. I was with somebody in the hospital recently. Patient was severely, not coherent. They were fully conscious. They just weren't eating. And they were they were watching him die. Basically, watching him die. So I asked the doctor, I asked the family, why isn't he eating? He said he doesn't, they try to put it by the mouth, he just looks at the food, they can't get him to eat. So I said, put in a feeding tube. The doctor says it opens them up for infection. You hear? Throw him off the roof, because if you throw him off the roof, he won't get an infection. That's the best antibiotic. Take the patient, throw him off the roof. I guarantee he won't get an infection. If I care, you'll save him from every machle possible. Just throw him off the roof. He won't get sick. The sugar. So I have this conversation back. I say, excuse me, doctor. Is it safer for them to starve to death or to get a peg and maybe get an infection? Yeah, I guess it's a little safer to put to make maybe get an infection. I've had patients like that who got fully well, Baruch Hashem. Because sometimes it's just malnutrition. Then they get stronger and the goof gets stronger and they just bounce. They get discharged from the hospital and they're okay. But I'm telling you, the last couple months I've dealt with several patients that were executed. Executed. And they fooled the family. They fooled the family. But see, remember what I have with Kaufman, a guy in the shul has such a mice. Out of mice, a guy in the shul. His father was ill. He got an infection. His blood pressure went down. So the blood pressure started going lower and lower. What happens is if the blood pressure goes lower and lower, then you die. That's the way it works, right? Because if your blood's not pumping, There's low blood pressure, which a lot of people like to have low blood pressure. But you like to have blood pressure. So when the pressure goes low, 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 low. So this person called me from the hospital. He's asking me, Shailos Avidui. So they say my father's going to die within the hour. How do they know? Because his blood pressure is 30 over 50. He's dying within the hour. So I said, so why don't they give him pressors? Pressors is a medication that makes the blood pressure go up. It works on, came out everybody. Right? Give him blood pressure. It raises the pressure. Now, is it something you want to stay on for the rest of your life? No, it's not practical. Because the lumbus of the way pressors works is it takes the blood from the outside of the body, the extremities, and it centralizes. So the hands, if you see somebody on pressors, after a while, the hands start getting blue, nebuch. It's not a long-term solution. But it's a short-term solution. It makes the blood go to just, it concentrates the blood of the heart and the head, and it picks up the blood pressure. So I said, why don't they give your father pressors? Maybe he'll get past this. He had an infection. Maybe he'll get, the infection was lowering your blood pressure. It's just simple. I was like a car mechanic. I'm a good car mechanic. Just like a mechanic. Just get the machine and then we'll see. Maybe then the infection will get better. I'm a trained mechanic. I'm not a car. I'm not a doctor. But even an auto mechanic, I could say such a story. Give him pressors. So the doctor's in the room. He says, why are you giving my father pressors? We don't want to put your father through that. Put him through that. What? Through what? He didn't even need to make an intravenous because his father was already on antibiotic. All they have to do is switch the bag. What's the man? They're doing nothing to the father. The father won't know b'shichvo b'kuma, like light. He will know nothing. Just can take a bag and go like this. Could you imagine the sheker of a doctor to make the patient think that we can't give your father pressors because it's invasive? It's zero. In this case, it was not zero. He already had the needle in his hand. They have to put another needle in, hang another bag. Maybe it's invasive for the nurse to have to open up another bag. Who? I said, can you please ask the doctor? Let me talk to the doctor. So, hello, hi, this is Rabbi Rudinsky. Invasive, doesn't he have a main line going into his body. He had a main line going into his body. An arteria, I said, don't you just have to hang on a bag? He said, yeah. I said, so what's invasive? I hear, such a kasha. Okay, I guess we could do that. Anyway, they put on a bag. I'm just saying the end of the story. Put on a bag. The pressure went up to 80, 90. The next day, he responded to the antibiotic. And a week later, he was out of the hospital. And 6 months later, he was by his Einikul Chasna dancing. Well, dancing like an old man. I mean, he wasn't, I don't want to say he was the most loving guy, but a chasna. That's what you deal with, Nebuch. So today, feeding tubes is mamshat halos nefashos. But they do it, at the beginning, they do it just through the nose. That's all they do, through the nose. Put it down the nose. And so Lamai said, that's not even chavola, really. I would say like this, for sure. So halacha Lamai said now. I'm not machayev. I rely on Rav Moshe that if you have a chayla who has to eat, I'm not machayev them to do anything. I rely on Rav Moshe. They're allowed to eat. They have a heter to eat. They're allowed to eat. I'm not machayev them to do that. Right? I'm not machayev them to do that. Do I hear Milsa the Chassidus? Somebody would say, I want to put in a feeding tube. Put it on a feeding tube. I hear. There is some risk also, even with the one that goes down the nose. Because if the food backs up, there could be slight, very, very insignificant, could be non-halachic risks. But there's some. I'm never mechayev. May oidi adayim is I was never mechayev somebody to go on a feeding tube on Yom Kippur. The pachas mikashir, that's what we give all chaylam. Very few chaylam need to have yoisa mikashir. Take it achilas pras. It's kibat not heard of. We'll talk a mitzvah Hashem in the next year what the shiurim are. But I do hold somebody who's not a chaylam and is only being told to eat because of a problem of dehydration. There, I hold absolutely they should be hooked up to an intravenous. Because there, they're not a chayla. There's be'etzim no heter right now at all. The heter now is only else, for sure, d'chuyah, that's the whole famous Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Brisker actually learns the holding that you have to give pachs mikashir is only by a chayla who's not yet a sakona. Reb Chaim holds a chayla sheyesh by sakona, you don't have to give him pachs mikashir. I'm not saying it's muskim like Reb Chaim, the pashtus, the shulchan aruch is every chayla. He needs an ointment. But that's what Reb Chaim learns. Reb Chaim learns that a chayla is already sakona. So Reb Chaim, right? So if you're not a chayla, like a lot of times I'm dealing with a pregnant woman or something like that, where the doctor says for her, this woman is dangerous for her to be without fluid. She's not a chayla. So then I am a chayiv to put on a, to put an intravenous. Because intravenous is, by the way, intravenous is mamish nothing. Meaning, even those that wanted to say, according to the Shagas Aryeh, if you have a tube going into the stomach, like the person who asked the Achiezer, the Shaila, and the Chalkas Yaakov, this is even less. Why? Because intravenous goes into the blood. That's, by the way, another way to feed a patient. That's not a very good way to feed a patient, but they could do it, very short term. They could do it through the veins even. They could give nutrition, not just fluid. They could feed through the veins today. There's a way to do it. Very short term. Very short term. Because that is very prone to infection. To have they mamish feed them through the veins. That, l'chayre, even those that hold, that according to the Shagas Aryeh, you're not allowed to feed directly into the stomach, which we said is very not mistaber. This already, everybody would, this it's not even going to the stomach bed. I mean, eventually it's, but it's you're not putting food into the stomach. It's going into the blood, and then that's not even, it's nothing. That's mamish nothing. So halacha l'maisa, I would say, a choyla is not mechuyev to do it, but somebody who's not a choyla now, right, it's just that they don't feel it's safe for this person who's not a choyla to be without fluid for dehydration purposes or b'chadayma, then I would say it is proper. So I have every Yom Kippur a list of people that I tell them to do that. And now they have they have an organization that does it as volunteer, and they even have a person making money doing it. Does many, for $300 they hook people up, and there's organizations that do it for free. But there's now it's already b'pumbi. I mean, I've been saying this for years, that if somebody's not a chayla, and they're just being told that they should have fluid because it's for their situation. It's most often a pregnant woman, most often, but it could be any other reason that they're old for dehydration. Some people have they're old for dehydration. Dehydration is dangerous. If somebody gets dehydrated, it's dangerous. It's not a joke. It's not stopping, you know. So then I would say proper it would be to do. I'm not saying if somebody doesn't do it, they're over anything. Chas v'shalom. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if somebody would ask me, that's what I would paskin. I would paskin that they should go on to intravenous. Sorry, what? No.